No doubt, certain pirate radio stations be frowning upon what we're saying and what we're doing and thinking, you know, well, why are they doing this and why are they doing that? But, you know, I mean, what's the fun in coming on once every, like, 6 months and saying, you know, hello, how are you, you know? I mean, not, like, you know,
how soon? These two lads who were, like, a supporter pirate radio for a long time and actually going on this station, so I don't know why these two lads are actually supporting nation in the area, because it's not needed, and I don't know why they're supporting the government in going on.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about Jim Lowe and Tom Webb right now. Who are actually going...
Pirate DJs?
Yeah, they're pirate DJs who support a pirate radio. These two lads, these two fellas, are actually going to go on a station, which is taking us basically off the air. So they're actually supporting the government in its fight against pirate radio, which is very unfortunate, really. I can't understand why two lads like that would do a thing like that. Also on the station are people like Phil James, used to be on a pirate radio station. Obviously, it's an own little ego trip. We all get ego trips out of things, like, but when it comes to actually supporting the government before you do a pirate radio station or a free radio station, it just baffles me totally. It's just ridiculous, really. I just can't believe that they'd do it. Also, Alex Butler is also doing the same thing. Ridiculous, really.
Hypocrites.
Hypocrites, they are real hypocrites, that's right.
Yeah. That's right, and unfortunately we don't like to say it, but, you know, it is a shame when... You know, the truth's got to be heard, and the listeners need to know that are basically DJs who, like us, used to do pirate radio stations, used to do it illegally, and basically now, because there's a chance of them going on station and playing bullshit music and paying £2,000 a month to the government for absolutely nothing, but for a free bit of airwaves, which, you know... Who on earth decided that governments own the airwaves? I mean, what is that? We're passing electrons through the air. So what? Who can say? So the government now own the air, do they? They own the air, so they own... So not only do they own us and own everything we do, but they own the air as well.
And it's supposed to be a free country, Alan.
A free country?
Well,
a free country as long as you pay your £2,000 licence, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. It is absolutely garbage. Your views, your opinions, Ian Birkenhead, will patch your call live to me. Thanks for your support, and thanks for your help over the past few weeks. And let's play some music. Let's get some heavy dance music, and let's get these people rocking. Yeah, go on, what have you got there?
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance.